You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Headscarf for Harmony is on today, and this is a gentle invitation for the general public to wear a headscarf in support of the Muslim community. While there has been some criticism of it, it has been noted by the organizers as a way of supporting Muslim women who want to wear a hijab but don't feel safe to in New Zealand. One of the organizers of the event, Thania Ashman, joins me to discuss what inspired the event.
Headscarf for Harmony is a very simple gesture. It's an invitation to New Zealanders to show their support for the pain the Muslim community are suffering at this time, for the 50 families who've been affected and the countless others who've also been hurt by this tragedy. It's also an opportunity to grieve as New Zealanders about this.
Mm. And so what is kind of the response that you've received from the Muslim community so far?
The first person I spoke to was actually a representative from the Muslim community, from the Islamic Women's Council of New Zealand. So when I had the idea on Saturday evening in response to the interviewer who had gone home with a young boy, and his mother had said she was too frightened to go out on the streets as she felt her headscarf made her into a target, my heart just went out to her. I thought, what can we do to make your street feel safe for you? And thought, actually, we just all need to pop a headscarf on, just as a very simple gesture, just for a short period of time, but just to normalize this for these women, you know, a gesture from women to women. And bearing in mind this is in the New Zealand context where women have a choice to wear a headscarf, so when they choose to wear a headscarf, it's something that they want to do. So I spoke to a representative from the Islamic Women's Council of New Zealand and have spoken to her and been in communication with her a couple of times. And initially when I suggested the idea, I said to her, look, I haven't spoken to anyone else about this. I wanted to come to you first and see what you thought. And she was very quiet for a while. And then she just said, oh, I'm so touched. This is such a thoughtful thing. I think it may just work for the women who are wearing headscarves and who are frightened. So that was a really lovely endorsement. And then she went on to tell me her own story of choosing to wear a headscarf. She had originally come from Fiji. She didn't wear a headscarf. She's a teacher in Auckland. But there came a point in her own faith journey where she felt this was something really important for her to do. And she went into school with her headscarf on. No one said anything on the first day. The second day, she was called into the headmaster's office and she thought, gosh, what's going on here? And he was just so supportive of her and loving and just said to her, I really, really support you in this. I think this is a wonderful thing you're doing as part of your faith and your faith journey. So she was deeply touched by that and really receiving support. And I guess what she was trying to say to me was how important the support was to her when she had made a choice about how she was going to dress.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we went on, once the idea was developed, I went on to the New Zealand Muslim Association. The president and his representative went to the lead imam in the country, who said, yes, we fully and wholeheartedly support this. We think it's a wonderful idea of really showing care and support to New Zealanders in our country, Muslim New Zealanders who've been affected. And so they came back and officially endorsed the idea as well.
Mm. And of course, something you briefly kind of hinted at was that this is in a New Zealand context, and some of the criticism that does come out is that across the world there are very different perspectives on the hijab.
Oh, absolutely. And you'll notice that we very deliberately, James Bowman, he's given me permission to use his name, he developed the name Headscarf for Harmony. Mm. And he put a lot of thought into that. This is we stood well away from the word hijab. We used the word headscarf. Headscarf is a Western word. You know, since time immemorial, women have worn headscarves. So it's not an appropriation in any way. It is simply a respectful gesture, a headscarf. And this is in the New Zealand context where women have a choice whether or not they wish to wear a headscarf. And this is about them feeling safe on their own streets, Muslim women feeling safe on their own streets.
Hmm. Another side of that criticism is people calling it anti-feminist. What would you have to say about that kind of commentary?
Well, I acknowledge what people are saying. I fully acknowledge people's points. And I think we have to embrace that. You know, we're all very, very aware of the deeper problems and the complexity of the problem, which is why the simplicity of this, you know, could be seen to be a short, shallow thing, but it's also a very powerful, simple statement in that we're talking again about the New Zealand context, and we're talking about women who feel they do not have a choice to wear a headscarf if they want to, because it makes them into a target. And interestingly, you know, I spoke to a journalist yesterday who herself is a Muslim, and she reflected on this and she said, do you know, I have never felt brave enough to wear a headscarf in New Zealand. I felt it made me into a target, so I've just not worn one. So in her country, she would have had to wear a headscarf, but here she was too frightened to wear a headscarf.
Wow. And I guess the last thing I'd ask would be, if anyone's wanting to participate in this, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, very simply, you know, it's an invitation, so don't feel uncomfortable if you feel that this is not something for you. It's a very gentle invitation, and there are a number of ways in which we can move towards each other and build relationships with people who we may not have actually met. We may not have sat down and listened to their stories, but if people feel comfortable enough to do something like Headscarf for Harmony, then you can just wear a scarf on your shoulders, round your wrist, on your head. The Muslim community have been very, very clear to not be too prescriptive about this. They said the main point of this is the gesture. It's the gesture of kindness. It's the gesture of moving towards each other. It's the gesture of acknowledging the pain of those families in Christchurch, of acknowledging the impact and the pain that has had on the Christchurch community and on all of us in New Zealand. And I think the other thing I want to mention is New Zealand's a small country. This is huge. I had a patient who came in 2 days ago and said to me, this is for our populace, this is like, this is beyond something as tragic and as awful as the trade centres on September the 11th in 2001. This has had a big impact on New Zealand. So we're a small nation, but someone has got to show the rest of the world how to live in harmony. Mm-hmm. And I think New Zealanders can do that. And this is just but one facet. There are many, many other ways we can do it. There are many ways that New Zealanders are creative, they're thoughtful, they come up with out-of-the-box ideas. You know, New Zealanders are extraordinary, and we can do this as a nation. We can show the rest of the world that we can find ways in which to unite and to be united in a peaceful, loving land.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day Wales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.